time to head on down to an ever more troubled Australia. Boy, not a day goes by when there are more bad news stories coming out of there. David Oates is with us. We're going to take a look at some more stunners that he has discovered with NASA recordings going back to the Apollo days. This is going to be really interesting. Hello, David.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, we got a nice, bright connection. Very good.
Do I? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. So what to do for Christmas?
I was home alone all day and all night, like usual.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Working.
All right.
That's what I do.
Yes, I understand. Okay. Well, where do I start? Oh, dear me. Look, before I start, I want to address a couple of little rumors that started floating around the last couple of weeks. And basically, there's been a few posts lately on the web that's saying I'm altered tapes. And I'm electronically manipulating the tapes to make them say what they say backwards.
Wait a minute. Where are these rumors coming from? Come on, who's doing
YouTube,
this?
YouTube mainly, YouTube posts mainly.
Sounds like shills to me that are hired to do this.
Oh, I know. So anyway, I've been saying, well, post your proof. No proof yet, of course you won't get any proof. Let me just say that I don't alter tapes. I don't need to, for a start. These reversals are everywhere.
You know, I can't even imagine how much time it would take you to try and do something that unethical. It would take the time would be utterly prohibitive. You couldn't do it. It would take that much time. You couldn't do it.
Yeah, that was going to be my next point. It just can't. Yeah, I really no. And for the time to alter a tape to say something different backwards is I don't know how you would even do it. It's anyway, it doesn't matter. So, anyway, like I said last week, we'll move on to Apollo 12. Like I said last week, I'm going to continue my work on the Apollo 12 mission. Now, just to catch everyone up, I did Apollo 11, and Apollo 11 was straightforward, you know, easy to understand. And
Question, teacher. Did these accusations show up after we announced you were going to do Apollo 12?
Yes, I did.
1 + 1 = 2, David. I would suggest that that's not a coincidence.
Well, that is interesting, isn't it? Huh. Yeah. Anyway, so I started doing Apollo 12. Now, for those who've been following my career for a while, you'll know that what we find in reverse 99% of the time relates directly to what's being spoken forwards. It's a core principle of reverse speech called the principle of speech complementarity. It's a thing that convinced me of reverse speech's existence way back in the 80s when I first started doing this. One expects to find, when we're doing reversal, a reversal that relates directly to the forwards. Now, when we look at the Apollo 12 mission, we are thrust into a whole new reality altogether, because what they're saying backwards ain't got nothing to do with what they're saying forwards. It's taking us into a whole different world altogether.
Wow.
Okay. Let me just recap on a couple of ones I played far.
Before you jump into that, when I said... Oh. Australia gets worse all the time. Australian police have announced that counter-terrorism teams will now begin monitoring all anti-vax conspiracy theorists.
Oh, really?
Yes. So if you're an anti-vaxxer, you're going to be labeled a conspiracy theorist, and there may be penalties for this. They're getting. I'm totally serious. I'll send you the story.
Wow.
Yep. So it's getting to be bad, and it's like they've used Canada and Australia as beta testing grounds for new tyrannical crackdowns on people who are questioning the lies and the, well, it's mass murder is what it is.
Wow. See, Riz. Okay.
Anyhow, I'll send this right over.
Sure. I'll have a look at it for sure. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, if I'm not on their list already, I'm sure I will be. Anyway.
Right.
Okay, so let's just recap, okay? These are some of the initial reversals I found on Apollo 12. So here's one. This is the talking.
Yankee Clipper, Houston. Omni Charlie.
Backwards, we see your filthy base.
Houston, your filthy base. Houston, your filthy base.
Wow. Wow. What a difference from Apollo 11.
Oh, yeah, I know. And then we got this one. These are ones already played. I'm going to move on to the ones I found soon.
Uh-huh.
With all this dust, there's just no possibility of it. The toxin is a little bit dirty.
They annoyed the dark forces. They annoyed the dark forces. Okay, so what dark forces are they talking about? Then, moving on to Apollo 12, I find reversals like this.
Here we go, Al.
Oh, I'm sorry, the latest, not Apollo 12, the latest one. Okay, the ones I've done this week. Okay, so these are new ones. So these are new ones.
Okay.
Here we go, Al. Now, take your UHP there and keep that. You got side cable clear.
That's good.
All right.
Our DNA built it. Our DNA built it. What do you mean by whose DNA? What? When? How? Our DNA built it.
Okay. Play that one more time, David, please.
Sure. Okay, here we go.
Here we go, Al. Now, take your UHP there and keep that. You got side cable clear.
That's good.
All right?
You got it,
ready?
There it is, quite clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what's that got to do with anything? I don't know. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Then we find this reversal here. Admire Earth and the freedom is the one. Okay, definitely there. But what it's got to do with anything, I'm not too sure.
Hmm.
So
being a bit philosophical there, I don't know what.
We get very philosophical. Okay, here we move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, no, come on, open, here we go.
Listen, if we had that suit we could bend over and we'd have the job done by now. Can you push down on this side of us?
Death, find your blood. Okay. So what are we doing?
That's pretty damn creepy, David. What the hell's going on?
I have no idea. I've got some theories. I've got a working theory. And as I found more and more reversals, my working theory sort of seemed to play itself out. I am wondering if we are not tapping into some collective unconscious knowledge that goes back to the beginning of the human race. Like DNA built it. A war, death, blood. And you wait till I play some of the more. So, okay, here's the next one.
This photograph. It's my biggest sweater. Trying to bend over. Wait a minute. Ready? Get that. Push.
Okay. The Nazi loves to give opposite. Nazi loves to give the opposite. Okay. All right. Well, we know that better watch what I say. We know that German scientists were running NASA at the time. Okay. So the opposite. Are they feeding us opposite information for what they're actually doing?
I wonder if these communications were being monitored real time back at Houston, where all the Germans were. Or are these just intra-crew communications?
Oh, no, this is the actual moonwalk itself. This is the actual what they're doing. They're putting out their instruments, you know.
Okay.
So,
Got it. All right.
Yep. Okay.
Now remember, this is reversed. So the Germans back at Houston wouldn't pick this up. But it's interesting.
Okay, so we've got death, we've got blood, we've got DNA, then we've got this one.
Okay, let me tamp the dirt down underneath the central face.
Death will shatter heathen on my curse.
Death will shatter heathen on my curse.
Very strange. What do you
Death will
that?
Shatter heathen
on
and,
my
and how about this? Heathen and I curse it.
Okay, I'm off with that. I got heathen on my curse. You're hearing heathen and I curse it. Okay, let's have a
maybe.
Look. Oh, yeah. I think it is and I curse instead of on my curse. You're quite right. Yeah.
The I is very clear, and I curse it.
You know, you're quite right. Okay. Well, I mean, what all this has got to do with Apollo 12 mission is absolutely and utterly beyond me.
You know what it suggests, David? Is that they're on that big sound stage again, or soundless stage, that they're really not on the moon. They're thinking about other things. They're not consumed with the idea that they're on the surface of another planetary sphere. Maybe, I don't know. This is weird. And if they're all thinking about how the Germans were running NASA and running the space program, that would be a subconscious thing for one of the astronauts to refer them as Nazis, whatever. They knew who was running the show. These are German scientists and engineers and technicians.
All right, then we've got this one here. Let's have a look.
What happened? No, I started to walk away with the central station attached to the U-18 via the little kitty. Okay.
Here's Wolf's sick war.
Here's Wolf sick war.
Here's Wolf sick war. Here's Wolf sick war. What sick war? Wolf. Who's Wolf? What? in all my career, Jeff, I've got to tell you, I've never found reversals like this that are so totally and completely out of contact with the forward dialogue.
I have no recollection of ever hearing anything like this.
Never have I found anything like this.
It's like they're not on the moon. They've been put through this rigorous schedule of how to make a moon walk look real, We've seen the videos of the wires pulling some of them up, so they have a little vertical hop when they're going, and they slowed the video down to make it look as if they were walking in very light gravity. There are some very good analyses done of these. Are they all accurate and correct in their analysis? I don't know, but they make sense.
Gets even stranger, Jeff. Okay, the next one gets even stranger. Here we go.
Let's try to be a little bit more this way, I think. Well, that was a tamping, Gene. It looks to me like every time you tamp it, your foot comes up.
The facts in the Bible.
Gee.
I know. And then that's immediately followed by the first reversal I played, which I'll play it again. As soon as he says the facts in the Bible, almost 2 seconds later, he says this.
Here we go, Al. Now, take your UHT there. You got side cable clear.
That's good.
All right. Our DNA built it.
I think he says, builds it. Builds it. With an S on build. Builds it.
That's possible. Let's play it again. Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely builds. You're absolutely right. I got to tell you, I did these reversals all by myself. My mental students didn't help me with these. So if there's little glitches every now and then, that's partly why we didn't have 3 years like we normally do. The facts in the Bible, our DNA builds it. Okay?
Wow.
I honestly
want to underscore what David said. I've been listening to these reversals of his for a long time. I've never heard anything so disconnected from what they're doing in their forward conscious speech. This is bizarre. It's like there's a whole different narrative running.
I know it is. Oh, it gets weirder.
Gee.
Next reversal.
Don't you see a needle in there? I don't either. That's what's bothering me. It's not reading zero, and I don't see a needle.
You have seen the love.
Me have not seen the love. Me have not seen the love.
Okay, so what have we got? We've got our DNA, facts in the Bible, our DNA built it, you have seen the love, death will shatter, death find your blood, followed by this one here.
Coming after the antenna man.
Okay,
let me plug this thing in. Can you get down low enough to get it off?
Aliens adjust him.
Ay, ay, ay.
Are you still with me, Jeff?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like you've taken two entirely different conversations here. It doesn't make any sense. It's too crazy.
I've been doing this stuff for 40 years. I've never, ever found reversals
I concur. I think they're not on the moon. I think they may be on that big stage again, whatever. And they've been put through drill after drill, rehearsal after rehearsal, and their minds are just elsewhere. They're not there on the moon that these reversals...
Well, see, they're talking about deeper philosophical stuff.
Very, very much so. And it makes no sense. It just doesn't. If they're really focused consciously, I don't know how this could come out in reverse. I don't know.
No,
that is odd. Very bizarre. Wow. Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't do this tape way back at the beginning of my career. I might have thrown it all out the window and said, this is all stupid. We got a lot more reversals to play yet. Yeah, I did this over the last 3 or 4 days. I did a little bit here and there, you know.
Right.
And No,
and then you got the accusation that you're a fraud and these are faked. I wonder if there's a connection.
Well, there was three different posts that showed up all within a day or two on different YouTube threads, and I go, huh? Where's all this coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I can assure you I haven't manipulated these tapes. You can run it through any test you want.
Don't even go there. Don't waste your time.
All right, next one along. Oh, this is two astronauts talking, I think. I think one says break it, and the other one says they were lost. Break it, they were lost.
Hmm.
Break it, they were lost. Strange.
I'm perplexed. I really am stumped by this. This is a... I don't know how to explain this.
Nor do I. I'm just presenting what I find.
Yeah.
Are we going for a break? Or stop
it's up
break?
To you. No, we got plenty. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, I got plenty. Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go.
Just give me the times and I'll put them away, okay? Get with it and I'll start opening the lid for them.
I killed them, but Earth won.
What?
That's what it says. That's what it says. I killed them. I killed them, but Earth won. I mean, look.
You know what it sounds like? Let me try this. This is fun. It sounds like these astronauts, their minds have been taken over by ET or something else. I don't know. These are not reversals that should be happening.
Okay. That's more, I think you're closer to the truth with that statement than you were with the sound studio statement. If this was in the sound studio, I'd be getting different reversals again. I'd be getting like, oh, gee, that camera's too bright, And I'm not getting that. These reversals are about the fate of the Earth. These reversals are almost about origins, alien adjusted, DNA builds it. The facts in the Bible. What's in the Bible? Of course, we've got the Nephilim and Eric von Däniken went right into it in his books about aliens in the Bible. You know, I mean, I don't know unfortunately, I don't know those verses. I'm not versed in that part of the Bible all that well, unfortunately. Okay, all right, let's move on, shall we? So here's the next one.
Wow.
Okay.
Can't help but get dirt on this darn thing, no matter how careful I am.
Be a god in the dirt. You still with me?
It could be a god in the earth. Earth.
Oh, okay. So let's have a look. Tell him
you see, he's got the or. It's the or. He's over. He's pushing it. Anyway, another weird one. It's almost like it's not these same guys. It's weird. I don't know.
That's what made me wonder whether we're tapping into collective unconscious stuff. It's the only thing I can think.
I think you may be right. I don't know.
Yeah, no, the more I play, this is the sound studio stuff. You wouldn't get these reversals in a sound studio.
Well, I don't mean sound because it'd be quiet, but silent any rate.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Okay. It's I've never heard anything like it. I agree completely.
This is too
strange.
If you're new to reverse speech, folks, please don't judge it on these reversals, okay? All right, next one.
I don't think there's a way, Pete. I don't think there's a way. But you got no way. You put it out in time, even in your last step.
Okay, this one, I'll tell you what it says, and then I will tell you what I think it means. If you're wanting ladyship, lady, L-A-D-Y, ship, S-H-I-P, two words, deal with your new God. Now, I wonder if ladyship is mothership. That's the only thing I was thinking to say. If you're wanting ladyship, deal with your new God.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the end. I might play it again. Let's see what we got. What do you hear, David, again?
Yeah, well, it's a long one, so they're always difficult to. If you're wanting ladyship, deal with your new God, G-O-D.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Okay, here it is again. Oh, sorry. Okay, now we'll do it.
That's a two-syllable last word. It's not God. There's no G and no D. It's a two-syllable something else. So try and see if you can come up with something else on that. See what you think.
Jeff.
It almost sounds like boyfriend. Boyfriend. It's two syllables or two words. It's not God.
Anyway, I can't tell.
It's a weird one anyway. So whatever. What's ladyship got to do with anything? Is it ladyship as in mothership like you suggested? Yeah,
well,
could be.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
All right, now here we have the only semi-normal reversal in the whole tape, so with the whole recording, so here it is.
Well, it's just the way things pop off down here. Once.
You deal with the job.
Yes, yeah, with the job.
Now that's interesting because that was the only time. I mean, he's laughing. They were off script. It was something that caught his sense of humor, and he laughed. And then there was a real, pragmatic, logical reversal after that.
Yeah, you're right. He laughed off script. Yeah, I'd say you're right. Yeah, I got quite surprised when I found that. I go, oh my God, a normal reversal. Okay, wow. Okay, so next one along.
How weird. How weird this is.
No, it is really weird. Yes, it certainly is. Yep. But it's got my curiosity so much. I am going to do the whole EVA. It's a 7-hour EVA. I'm 3 hours into it. I mean, I'm not going to get it done next week. It'll take me a couple of months to do the whole thing. You know, I'll just. But it's got me sufficiently intrigued. I want to do the whole lot. You know.
Well, I agree. This is worth it's worth the effort. This is very strange, very odd.
I know. Okay, here we go.
Do you follow her? No. But I didn't come close to that. I think something you want to follow is a rule.
This could be a normal reversal too. I know we trust. Get the system with that.
They know. All right. They know. Now who's they? They know we trust. I think we got that much. They know we trust.
Then it's one word, get, in a long pause, the system with that. They know we trust, get, the system with that. That's how it sounds. I'll play it again.
I don't know. That's weird. This is just too weird. Why from 11 to 12 such a diametrical jump into something completely bizarre? This is it's like they're not I don't know where they are or who they are. I don't know what these people are. Has their consciousness been penetrated by someone else's mind telepathically? Are we getting a confusion here?
I have no idea. I really don't know.
Well, I know you don't, but that I don't know.
I don't know.
Bizarre.
And they're quite clear reversals, too. I'm sure you'd agree. You know, we haven't had much disagreement with them, you and I, on this back.
No, there's just no.
They're pretty clear reversals, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, here's the next one.
Not much, but it's noticeable. I don't think the
sizes
are slippery at all.
O, you built the dark to give order. Okay? O, you built the dark to give order.
Yeah, it's there.
I know. Well, my reversal immediately flashed. My thinking when I heard this reversal, immediately flashed to, okay, if this is collective unconscious stuff, are they tapping into the birth of humanity? Were we our DNA built by aliens?
Yeah.
Was the dark created opposite to the light to give order? Because there has to be a balance, light and the dark. Anyway, I interrupted you.
The world would cause these two fellows to get into such a deep subliminal subject? I don't know what other word to use. Dialogue. This is very, very odd. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
I know. I think
it's like something took them over, and forward they're going through their normal shtick, but in reverse, it has nothing to do with it.
Absolutely nothing at all. No, just totally out of left field. This is completely goes against all of my theories of reverse speech and speech complementarity. It just doesn't fit.
So, well, anyway. if they're up there on the moon, we know E.T. is up there. We know they're being watched.
Yes,
and maybe E.T. is, what is it, mind melding, whatever. Maybe E.T. is in their mind and they're thinking, and that's what we're hearing. I don't know. This is very strange. This is odd.
It's almost like channeled information, isn't it?
It's almost like that. I don't know. Wow.
Okay, next one.
Pass it out. That's good. Hey, are you dirty? I'm just as dirty. But much want to stay down.
Their death, they don't shatter.
I don't hear shatter. It's almost like shafter.
Try shepherd. See if he's shepherd.
Shepherd works. Shepherd will fit in there. Close.
Yeah.
That would be another biblical overtone.
Yeah, biblical overtones. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it is biblical overtones. Yeah, and not the New Testament. This is the Old Testament stuff. This is all back in the beginning of mankind stuff, you know. I mean, if you believe aliens built our DNA, I mean, I don't know.
Well, certainly, somebody did.
Certainly in my science fiction trilogy, for those who haven't read it, the Angelian Saga, I proposed this very theory in book one of my trilogy. Of course, it's only a science fiction novel.
Oh, well, I wish to heck I had time to read it. Wow.
And yeah, you can download all my books for free, folks. Go to my website, reversefeaks.com/products, and scroll down. There's 15 books there. I've got 2 weeks off work right now, but when I start back at work, I'm going to be writing again. I have at least 4 or 5 books in mind for next year. So, so wait for me to start pouring them out again. The next book I'm going to write is about the philosophy of reverse speech. So it'll only be a short book, a little one. Okay? My chapter one is about what is speaking backwards. The very fact that it exists means that there must be some form of independent intelligence operating inside of us. That's chapter one. Yeah. Okay, next. Okay, here we go.
Like I said, it's like this. You let go of the side, come over and step on that thing. Hey, if this side falls over, then I'm really going to be mad. I got this thing firmly planted. Just a minute.
Okay, another long one. God sees the answer, then I fetch, you'll rule with God. God sees the answer, then I fetch, you'll rule with God.
Yeah, I see that.
I got the you'll rule with God. I don't get the first part.
Clearly. You don't get the first. Yeah.
What did they say?
People on my Facebook page said they didn't hear the first part either. Jeff did. I ran all these verses by Jeff.
Yeah.
God sees the answer is the first part. God sees the answer, full period. Then I fetch, period. You'll rule with God. So 3 sentences. God sees the answer, period. Then I fetch, period. You'll rule with God.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it. Yeah, I think you're right. God sees the answer.
Yeah, then I fetch.
And then I fetch, then you'll rule with God. This is astonishing.
It's apocalyptic stuff, isn't it? I mean, apocalyptic.
Yes,
not in
yes. It's not end of the world next week stuff, but it's enormous in its scope.
Yeah, it is. Here's a strange one. The first one dug up today. Or dug out today. Could have been dug out today. Let me play that again. Can't tell.
I think it's dug out. I don't hear up, out.
So what did they dig out? What was the first one? What else were they doing up there? I don't know.
All I come up with is a reflexive read on this, that there's ET mentality involved somehow in this. I don't know how.
Yes. There has to be. Yes, absolutely I do. ET.
These guys are not just... This is not normal for reverse speech at all.
Not at all. No, not in the least. It's really out there. It really is. I've got this one. Here we go. Don't know what on earth this one means.
That's leveling good. Leveling real good. That American flag here looks pretty back here next to the lamp, doesn't it? Yes, man.
Then I smell... which you can't smell on the moon, anyway. Then I smell, watch your dickhead. There you go.
I don't know about the end of it there. Play it again. There's something else in there, and I can't pull it out. Play it again, please.
I'm quite happy to throw it out. So here it is. Could be what's your dickhead. Anyway.
Boy, it sure smells like... it doesn't smell. It does seem to be see if you don't hear what's in your, real quick, what's in your, and then dickhead, if that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I heard that, man. Hang on.
See? What's in your?
Very quick, if it's there. Look, we've only got two reversals left, so here they are. This next one's very clear.
They get the tree to their feet. Houston Clipper.
Yankee Clipper, Houston, go ahead.
Be afraid of this.
Be afraid of this. Be afraid of this.
Play the forward again.
Sure.
They get the tree to their feet. Houston Clipper.
Yankee Clipper, Houston, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the Yankee Clipper, which is the orbiter around the moon calling to Houston. And then Houston says, Yankee Clipper, go ahead. And be afraid of this. I don't know whether that's on Yankee Clipper or the astronauts on the moon.
Be afraid of this. Be afraid of this. Be afraid of this.
I'm sure that's them on the moon. Let me
it's not the Yankee. Yeah, they're on the moon. Be afraid of this. This is getting, David, it just gets stranger. I mean, honestly, this is not.
No, it does.
It's just not. Reverse speech as we know it. I don't know. Something's in their head. That's my guess. Another consciousness, another mind, or they've just gone off into loopy land. I don't know. It's strange.
Well, the last reversal might answer that question. The last one, not the last reversal, the whole thing. I've still got four more hours of tape to do, but this is where I stop. This is where I think got tired and went to bed last night. So here it is. That's the Yankee Clipper. That's the Yankee Clipper. That alien sit. Sits. That alien.
There's
sits.
No doubt that's what is being said backwards. That sits. Alien sits.
That's right.
They were involved with I think other intelligences here that may have taken them to a higher level, taken them to somewhere else. I don't know, but this does not match up with the forward speech at all. None of it.
Not in the least. Gets into biblical stuff and genetic manipulation and a war in space, dark forces.
Well, I see why they didn't want you messing with this one. This was totally weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
You see Roswell, my Germany, from the first one? Here, let's play this one. This is...
Hey, come on, dude. The boy, yeah, you see it amazing. Mobility, CG, step down, reach our motion, walking balance, and all that good stuff.
You see Roswell, my Germany.
You see Roswell, my Germany. You see Roswell, my Germany. You see Roswell, my Germany.
Wow. wonder if what they found at Roswell had anything to do with wanting to get to the moon. So, Chris.
Well, this again may be a reference to the German aspect of NASA. It was all German, not all, not 100%, but I'd say 85% German. It was the engineers, the scientists who were running the program back then. Remember, yep. Dr. Kurt Debus was the first director of NASA from 1962 to 1973, Debus. And he was, for those of you who didn't know, he was Hitler's director of rocketry at Peenemünde all during the war. And what's he doing as as the director of NASA? Yeah, ask yourself these things. And
I know. It's crazy.
Well, it's because they were brilliant. They were the world's leading scientists, and that was the deal made to allow so many of them to go to South America. Just, you know, we'll take the tech, and you can go. That's what happened.
Wow. Wow, like asking Dr. Mengele to babysit the children's ward, you know. And we've got this one from the first one.
Okay, I got the table out. Just as a Mesa. I'm setting up the ETV at this time.
ETs must have found it.
Now, what's he talking about ETs for? That's interesting, too.
I know. Well, that's like alien, isn't it? It's the same.
ET, of course. ETs must have found it.
Yeah. Then, what else have we got here? I played the Dark Fort. Oh, here's the war. Listen to this one.
Hey, Al, here's a neat spot to put it out up here. Is it flat for a good team? Oh, you better believe it. Okay, let's do it.
They feel a bloody war.
Go back to the one, ETs must have found it. Play that, sure. Would you, again? Forward?
Yeah. I'm just trying to find it. Oh, here it is. Yep, okay.
Okay, I got the table out. Just as a Mesa. Setting up the ETV at this time.
I've got the table out. Something Mesa. I'm setting up some equipment, ETBD or something at this time.
Uh-huh.
ETs must have found it.
Well, I think they got more than they bargained for the first time up there. They knew that they weren't alone up there. There's a lot going on the moon. Lots.
Yeah, and see, that's what I think too. You know, this was a covert CIA mission, and like this reversal makes me think that. Here we go.
Pretty good. Okay, I got the table out. Hey, I feel great. How long we've been out, Houston?
You'll brief CIA?
Yeah, brief CIA.
Yeah.
Of course,
wild stuff.
Yeah, it is. Here's another reference to the Germans.
Big one, thermal cover.
Germans from Earth know it.
No. Okay. Germans from Earth know him.
Oh, know him? Hang on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. There's an H there. Yeah.
And is it a capital H?
Oh, boy. that gets into some interesting theological stuff. But I am going to do more of this, okay? So I haven't finished with Apollo 12. I won't do it for next week. I had planned on doing some Zelensky this morning to show a bit of addressing Congress, but I had family stuff I had to attend to, so that took my time. But I might do that next week. I don't know what I'm going to do next week yet. It won't be Apollo 12. It'll be something different.
So. Well, David, I'm just kind of stupefied here. There's a lot more going on up there.
A lot more.
Than we'll ever know until unless they release the sealed files, but I don't see that happening soon.
Yeah, we'll still.
Yeah. They'd have to admit that E.T. was there, E.T. was involved. Maybe E.T. was involved with helping them get there. I don't know. We can guess and speculate all day long, and it's almost like the sky's the limit. I swear, those two guys... It was as if their subconscious had been, I don't want to say co-opted or taken over, but it was certainly being influenced by something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
It's not normal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Message. Play the theme songs of the X-Files now, you see. That's what you got to do, play the X-Files theme music. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to continue. This has got me intrigued enough to want to find the answer, and I will. I mean, by the time I've done the whole EVA, we'll have a lot better idea of what's
I mean,
going
maybe
on.
They'll snap out of it and start speaking normally in reverse, and that'll all just go away. All these very eclectic references, bizarre.
I know.
Now, I've never heard anything like that. No.
I know. I think that's why I emailed you. I think I said I got some pretty bizarre reversals for you.
You sure did, and you were not exaggerating one bit. Whoever sent you those warnings or notes, whatever, there are a lot of people out there listening to this, and they know. And if you announce you're going to do Apollo, they're there. They're listening right now. They don't miss anything.
Everyone listening, and stay tuned for the next installment. So,
good job, David. Really, that's fascinating. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, too. Yep. Talk to you, Jeff. Thank you very much. And hello to your listeners. Bye-bye. See you.
All right.
Bye.
Good night. Now, David Oates in a very unusual reverse speech session. To put it mildly, that was strange. All right, gang. Wednesday tomorrow. Back with you tomorrow night. Wednesday for William.